Immigration lawyers have been working all weekend to gain the release of people being held at JFK and to challenge the president's executive order that does restrict travel from seven Muslim-majority nations. WNYC's Beth Fertig has been checking in with attorneys for updates on the detainees and their legal strategies going forward, and she joins us now by Skype. Beth, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So catch us up on what happened with the president's order over the weekend.
Well, just to review, the executive order temporarily banning the entrance of people from seven mostly Muslim nations was blocked by a federal judge in Brooklyn on Saturday night, as we've been reporting. But there were still a lot of concerns about whether customs agents and the government would comply with that order. And that's why there were so many lawyers, dozens of them, who set up ad hoc legal clinics at Terminal 4 at JFK to help anyone who was detained. And they're still going there. The situation's really fluid. New flights keep arriving. But as of 7 p.m. last night, the New York Immigration Coalition, which has been keeping tabs with the lawyers there, said that a total of 52 people were detained over the weekend. Many were let go eventually, but about 20 were still in detention last night at 7 p.m., including four people who had been there for at least 24 hours. Now, I don't know if they've since been released. The coalition claims two people were deported, but that we have not been able to confirm independently.
And actually, the judge's stay actually says that they cannot be sent back, but that doesn't mean they can't be detained, right? What do we know about
exactly.
The people being detained?
Well, that's the situation. That's why some of them were detained. And we don't know if they've all gone through already. But the ones who were detained, at least as of last night, they've included a mix of green card holders, who are the permanent residents, along with visa holders and family members of U.S. citizens. And it has been a real hardship for some of them who were there at the airport for a long time. Yesterday, a lawyer told me about a 60-year-old man from Iran who was held in detention at the airport for about 30 hours sitting in a chair. He was here to see his first grandson. And there was video on social media yesterday of him being cheered by people in the airport when he was finally released. We've also heard about a 65-year-old Sudanese woman who has diabetes. She's a green card holder, and she was detained after going to Cairo and Sudan. It's possible things could be moving along faster by now. The government is supposed to provide a list of everyone who is detained, and State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is demanding that information by noon today.
So it sounds like many people who were released from detention at the airports still had a very long wait. What takes so long in these instances?
Well, that's what's not clear. I mean, at first, you know, the order happened, and I'm sure it took things a little while to kick in. After the judge's ruling, people with these business visas, student visas, and green cards from those seven countries were supposed to be allowed into the U.S. just as they were before President Trump signed the order, because the ruling stayed that order. But a lawyer from the ACLU told me he thinks what's happening is the government's basically doing extra screening for these people. He says that shouldn't be happening. I tried contacting the White House. I didn't hear back. And just to be clear, after those first two men were released on Saturday night because of the court order, nobody else has had to go to court individually. Lawyers are prepared for that possibility, but that's a big reason the lawyers are at the airport, but people are still being detained for longer than they normally would be.
Now, what about the Department of Homeland Security and its chief, John Kelly? Isn't this the agency overseeing the president's executive order for the travel ban?
Yes, and the agency has said it will comply with the Brooklyn federal court order to temporarily halt deportations. But it also defended the executive order and said the government retains its right to revoke visas if required for national security or public safety. And that crackdown on immigration is one reason a lot of people voted for Donald Trump. And the White House, hearing all the chaos over the weekend, they appeared to soften a little bit on Sunday by saying the executive order would no longer apply to the permanent residents, the people with green cards, but those are people who could still be screened.
So what happens next?
Well, the lawsuits around the country are proceeding against the executive order, and those are going to take a few weeks. There's going to be continued pressure on the White House, like we've been seeing, all the protests at the airports and people in the streets. And one lawyer from the ACLU told me he thinks people are being released from detention at the airport because of this public pressure and because the lawyers are there, too, making sure these people get attention, even if they have to go to court.
Okay, WNYC's Beth Fertig. Beth, thanks so much.
You're welcome.